The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 12, Effectiveness of Presentation. Every Word a Savor of Life. Wherever he was, in the synagogue, by the wayside, in the boat thrust out a little from the land, at the Pharisee's feast, or the table of the publican, he spoke to men of the things pertaining to the higher life. The things of nature, the events of daily life, were bound up by him with the words of truth. The hearts of his hearers were drawn to him, for he had healed their sick, had comforted their sorrowing ones, and had taken their children in his arms and blessed them. When he opened his lips to speak, their attention was riveted upon him, and every word was to some soul a savor of life unto life. Christ's speech as a child. As soon as he could talk, Christ used the talent of speech in the family circle and among friends and acquaintances in a way that was without fault. Not one impure word escaped his lips. A charm for the learned. After Joseph and Mary had searched for him, Jesus, for 3 days, they found him in the court of the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. He asked his questions with a grace that charmed these learned men. His mother could not but mark his words, his spirit, his willing obedience to all her requirements. His audience spellbound. Unlearned peasants and fishermen from the surrounding country, the Roman soldiers from the barracks of Herod, chieftains with their swords at their sides, ready to put down anything that might savor of rebellion, the avaricious tax gatherers from their toll booths, and from the Sanhedrin, the phylactered priests, all listened to John the Baptist as if spellbound. And all, even the Pharisee and Sadducee, the cold, unimpressible scoffer, went away with a sneer silenced and cut to the heart with a sense of their sins. Herod in his palace heard the message, and the proud, sin-hardened ruler trembled at the call to repentance. Authority in his voice. He could say to whom he pleased, "Follow me," and the one addressed arose and followed him. The spell of the world's enchantment was broken. At the sound of his voice, the spirit of greed and ambition fled from the heart, and men arose, emancipated, to follow the Savior. His life an example for his words. What he taught, he lived. "I have given you an example," he said to his disciples, "that ye should do as I have done. I have kept my Father's commandments." Thus, in his life, Christ's words had perfect illustration and support. And more than this, what he taught, he was. His words were the expression not only of his own life experience, but of his own character. His spirit a revelation of his teaching. Christ's teachings were not impressed upon his hearers by any outward gestures, but by the words and acts of his daily life, by the spirit he revealed. Powerful and attractive teaching. There is an eloquence far more powerful than the eloquence of words in the quiet, consistent life of a pure, true Christian. What a man is has more influence than what he says. The officers who were sent to Jesus came back with the report that never man spoke as he spoke. But the reason for this was that never man lived as he lived. Had his life been other than it was, he could not have spoken as he did. His words bore with them a convincing power, because they came from the heart pure and holy, full of love and sympathy, benevolence and truth. Gracious words. The Pharisees were filled with a frenzy of hatred against him, because they could see that his teaching had a power and an attractiveness that their words were utterly devoid of. They decided that the only way to cut off his influence was to pass sentence of death upon him, and therefore they sent officers to take him. But when the officers came within hearing of his voice, and listened to his gracious words, they were charmed into forgetting their errand. Impression of his appearance and words. The appearance and words of Jesus during his trial made a deep impression upon the minds of many who were present on that occasion. A living power. The Savior's face was irradiated with a celestial brightness. He seemed to be in the very presence of the unseen, and there was a living power in his words as of one who spoke with God.